This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your personal approach to your health and well-being can be found on the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here in this hour of the program to go through a number of the studies, publications, things that have been done to work on what is going on in your body and how research can help to prevent some of the problems you may have or address some of the problems you currently have. That's the goal behind all the discussion we have. Plus, Ken has a very practical approach to things that are going on medically, and so we touch on a lot of those things during the course of our visits. So stay tuned for this hour. Let's find out what's going on by looking at a focus on type 2 diabetes. We talk about this a lot, Ken. You're a cardiologist, so you see the problems that come from in a person's body that come from type 2 diabetes a lot, right?
Exactly, yes. Type 2 diabetes is the type of diabetes that affects usually you as an adult. You do make insulin, unlike in type 1 where the problem is you don't make insulin. Actually, you make too much. It's usually due to the fact that your height's a little short for your weight. This is a problem of obesity, yeah. And you have all the complications from head to toe of diabetes. But the good news this week out of the British Medical Journal is that the 1 in 10 Americans that have type 2 diabetes, that occasional fasting may help control type 2 diabetes. 24-hour fasting regimens can significantly reverse or eliminate the need for diabetic medication. But before you think about fasting, please discuss this with your personal physician.
So let's describe for people what a fasting routine is, because a lot of people just think you stop eating, that's it. So what is really the appropriate way to fast? What do you say to somebody, and is there a benefit if someone has a cardiological problem, because you're a clinic lay cardiology, that's your specialty, and does fasting benefit those who have heart problems, heart disease?
Well, this is cutting edge stuff, Doug. This is at the edge. This is not part of routine medicine yet. Some of my patients who have been reading these studies are actually trying it. I have one patient in particular who on his own has been doing this, not so much with my blessing, but has actually done amazingly well, losing weight and keeping the blood sugar under control, because I think it's still a little experimental. It's really a new idea, and we're not yet recommending it for everybody. And that's why I don't think there's one particular prescription you can give. This really needs to be individualized, and it really needs to be supervised, because fasting, Doug, is fasting. That means, you know, the only thing you may take in is some water.
Yeah. I've gone on a broth diet.
Well, clear liquid diet.
Clear liquids. I have, because of maybe some things going on in my gut that needed to be addressed. I just wasn't comfortable. So I've tried that, and that with some supplementation has had an impact on me. I've never really fasted in my life, ever, whether I don't think I need to or I don't have the willpower.
For blood work you have.
To do it. Well, that's true. Yeah, all right. So that's a point. When I think of fasting, though, the way we're defining it here, it's like for a week at a time.
No, I'm not recommending that at all.
So, yes, you do fast when you're going to get your blood work done. You're supposed to fast, like, from the evening before, say, you have the blood work done the next morning. You're not supposed to eat after the evening meal, right?
This study looked at 24-hour fasts. Mm-hmm. And you know, two or three of them a week. And that's what we're talking. We're not talking about not eating for a week on end.
Yeah.
That's not
the results. Again, to underscore the results of the study, can short fasts help reverse type 2 diabetes?
That's what the preliminary work
sounds
is
like
showing.
The answer is yes.
The answer in this study, and I think this is going to be a future. More studies going to be done, and I think in the future, in the next year or two, we're going to be introducing this to general practice.
All right. So here's the next step in understanding what's going on. The fact that obesity is the biggest problem in our country health-wise, people eating the improper foods that we all talk about that you shouldn't eat but you do. 85, I just saw a study, 85 million people a day eat fast food. Now, do we have to break down what the definition of fast food is? Because a lot of times people think fast food is McDonald's. Fast food is not just McDonald's. It's Panera Bread. It's Friendly's. It's the big boy, not the big boy. What do they call them? Five boys or five guys, the hamburger joint, those kinds of places that are not necessarily in and of themselves, if you eat there once in a while, bad for you, I guess. Did you ever go to any so-called fast food places, fast Mexican restaurants, fast, what was it? Chipotle is kind of a... Isn't that a fast food restaurant? I think it is.
Yeah, I think you would consider that a fast food.
So do you ever go to any of these places? You don't even go out for lunch. But
would you consider Panera Bread? We're going to give out recommendations here?
Well, I mean, I think that they have a good service, and I think they serve fast, but I think the soups are good, and I think the sandwiches are good. I think they have a good, routine, and maybe there are others.
It depends how you define fast food. I mean, there are restaurants that serve healthy food, and I go to them.
Yeah, right. If it's fast, I find that when I'm in Los Angeles, I'll often go to a couple of fish places that are considered fast food joints, but there also are one of the charms of at least Santa Monica, where I am, you can go up and down Santa Monica Boulevard or Wilshire Boulevard, and there are these neat little sort of nestled into the side of a strip mall, these little diners that are just fabulous, and you can go in and get served very quickly and get a good meal out of it. I don't find it so much here on the East Coast, but I do find it and quite like it. Of course, I eat out a lot more when I'm in California than I do here. Maybe
do they have the salad restaurants?
They do have salad restaurants. Yep, they do.
Some of those are nice. In Oklahoma City, there's a great one, Cool Greens.
Is that? Yeah, they have a lot of that sort of thing. They're healthy. What do they call it?
They customize your salad.
Yeah,
they make it any way you like it.
I'm just trying. My son and I go to one.
They're fantastic.
It's very good. I'm trying to remember the name of it, and now I can't. But they're very good. And they'll put they'll cook some tuna or some salmon or something.
The best one I've ever been to is in Oklahoma City, Cool Greens. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Give them a plug.
All right, they just got it. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, 14 past the hour. Let's keep people healthy. Let's keep thinking about being healthy. And one good way to do it, especially if you've got plugged up systems, if you have a lot of gas, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, if you're not feeling well, your gut is telling you something, listen to your gut. Trust your gut, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. A game changer, Life Change Tea. You will feel great. We all drink a cup of it every day here while we're on the air. It does great things. Sometimes you get an extra toot or two out of it, but that means it's working and cleaning things out. So, how do you get Life Change Tea? How do you take my advice? You go to the website getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. You'll use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship the tea to you free. It's not just Life Change Tea either, even though that's their signature brand. There are lots of other formulas in there that you can look at that help different parts of things that are ailing you. But all disease, as most doctors will tell you, starts in your gut. So you got a healthy gut. You're okay. It's a power washing of your insides that takes place with Life Change Tea. The tea that actually makes you go. So get all the benefits of Life Change Tea. Cleanse your body from those intruders that are attacking you left and right because of the food you eat. reduce constipation, and get great digestion. Life Change Tea, all organic, all grown in the U.S. of A. Life Change Tea, only yours by going to the website. Can't get it in stores. GetTheTea.com. Get it shipped to you free by using the discount code DJV. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
All right, Ken just told me to look up the most recent news on the Framingham Heart Study. Most of you know who have listened to me for a long time. This is, by the way, this week is the 30th anniversary of me starting doing a syndicated radio program. Rush Limbaugh started in August of 1988. I started doing what was the original show, morning show, the Good Day Show, in October 8th, 1988. Over that period of time, Ken and I have had lots of conversations. One of them has been about the Framingham Heart Study that has 15,000 participants here in this town. I didn't ever participate, but pretty much everybody else I knew
The reason why I made front page news this week, because it's the 70th year anniversary.
Right. Yep. 70 years of people in the same families that have lived in the same town. Lots of genetics have come, a lot of information, about the heart, the lungs.
We take it for granted what we know today, how to prevent heart disease, watching blood pressure, not smoking, obesity, diabetes. These things that we take for granted were not known before the Framingham Heart Study began in 1948, and President Roosevelt died from cardiovascular-related diseases, and no one had any idea why one in two deaths back in the 1940s were from cardiovascular problems.
And it was done in Framingham because Framingham was considered America's most average city. Everything was here. Very interesting. All right, so I just when I think about the Framingham Heart Study, I think about a lot of people.
It's titled 70 Years of Groundbreaking Discoveries in Counting. Yep. Framingham Heart Study.
Because Framingham is, I don't know if typical is the right word, but represents.
And it's ongoing.
In a diverse way. Yeah, it's still going on at the hospital, local hospital. Yep.
It's Boston University's taking it over.
BU runs the local hospital now. The way the hospitals have everything's joined together. Some of them are for-profit, some of them are not-for-profit. Is the hospital you're associated with in Florida for-profit or not-for-profit?
It's not-for-profit.
Not-for-profit. Would you ever want to be associated with a for-profit hospital?
It would depend on the hospital. You know, they all need profit. You know, it's just kind of accounting.
How you mess around with the words and the numbers, right. It's 21 after on Good Day Health.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Good Day Health Program. All right, so Ken, what do you think of this? We'll get back. We're looking at the studies from this week, but it's like the shiny penny, the quarter that falls to the ground. I just looking at the confirmation for an order I put in for some CB, the CB distillery. I bought some tincture, some salve, some capsules that are aimed at keeping my aches and pains from bothering me. It's hemp oil, basically. What do you think? I was going to tell you off the air, but I figured, what the heck, I might as well tell you on the air. I don't know what you think. I never asked you, actually, what you think of using some of these hemp products to relieve pain.
I think if it works for you, it's okay. I mean, it wouldn't be top on my list, but if you want to try.
Well, you know me.
Sure.
But you know me well. You and I are great friends. You know I will do stuff that you don't approve of.
No, but I didn't say I don't approve it.
I can tell in your voice.
No, come on. It's just not, you know, it's just not top on my list, but it's nothing I'm not adverse to it at all.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something, it's going to put these drug makers that are spending so much time developing painkillers and selling all that stuff, people start using this stuff, it's going to really affect the sales. And maybe that's a good thing. I think we have a lot of trouble with people. The opiate stuff is all about pain over abusing painkillers, right?
Yeah. I'm not talking in that league.
No, I understand. Okay, next, FDA... And this is from the news department this week. Ken studied a new statement from the FDA about hearing aids. What's this about?
You're amazing, Doug, in many ways. You just mentioned Bose, and how it's amazing that you did this. But the FDA this week has approved the sale of the first hearing aid that users can buy, fit, and use themselves without sometimes expensive expert help, Doug. The Bose hearing aid is for anyone 18 and older with mild to moderate hearing loss. The FDA says it reviewed data from clinical studies of 125 patients that showed the Bose device is comparable to a professionally fitted hearing aid. So good news.
Bose, headquartered here in Framingham, was the Dr. Bose and his family live in Framingham. I think they live in Southborough now.
I have several of their radios.
Yep, they've done. I love when I'm on the plane and they give me those Bose noise canceling headphones to watch the movie. Nothing like it. Nothing at all like it. Fabulous. Okay, whatever this is on the list. Focus on your favorite diet, the Mediterranean diet. Why?
Well, there's more news this week. It comes from the ophthalmology, the eye medical literature this week. And the news is that a Mediterranean-style diet significantly reduces your risk of a major cause of blindness. Poor diet is emerging as an important factor, Doug, in the development of a degenerative eye disease called age-related macular degeneration. It's a leading cause of vision loss among older Americans. You lose the center portion of your vision, all too common. A Mediterranean diet, it favors vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains, olive oil, and fish over meat. Those who closely follow a Mediterranean diet are 41% less likely to develop late-stage age-related macular degeneration than those who do not follow the diet. Amazing.
You know, last week we were talking, and in the current podcast, Ken's podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com, is a focus on Viagra and whether that affects your vision. Small vessel heart disease, we talk about how to treat it, and then we talk about keeping an eye on your what you read, the sort of thing that I think. What we really got into is the overuse of Viagra affecting your vision. A lot of people reacting to that. So if you want to hear the discussion, all you got to do is go to GoodDayHealthShow.com. That's GoodDayHealthShow.com for our weekly podcast. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJB code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us relying on our home Wi-Fi for work, communication, and entertainment, it's important that your home network is the best it can be. And that's why we asked expert Lucas Peterson from Linksys for tips on how to make your home Wi-Fi better.
Whenever it's possible, you want to find a place in the home that's really centralized so that you get the most out of the Wi-Fi signal. A lot of what we run into is people will put this right at the edge of the home, right at the corner, wherever a cable or a DSL line comes in. And really, in those situations, half your wireless signal is just shooting out into the street. So we always recommend, whenever possible, get it close to the middle. Get it up high. If it's on ground level, that's okay, but you want to have it at least on a desk or on a bookshelf so it can really get the wireless signal out there.
Check out Linksys.com for your home Wi-Fi solutions.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's the first weekend since Hurricane Michael tore through the southeast, and cleanup is now underway as residents of some hard-hit parts of Florida are now just returning to whatever is left of their homes. Tyndall Air Force Base received major damage. Air Force Captain Lindsey Horn.
Every single building on that base is somehow damaged, whether it's fully destroyed or simply a roof is blown off. So their main priority right now is to take care of that base.
The Pentagon says a security breach compromised the records of tens of thousands of workers. As many as 30,000 people, both military and civilians, may have had their personal information and credit card data stolen thanks to a security breach of Defense Department travel records. Officials say the number of workers affected could go up as they continue to investigate what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Fun way for you to learn what's going on in your body and in the world of general good health practices. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. You can catch these podcasts, summaries of a lot of discussions that Dr. Ken and I have and Dr. Jack and I have every week at gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you find all of the podcasts. They're all there put in archived fashion with quick explanations of what the hours or the conversations are about. They're short, sweet, and to the point. Help yourself. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Speaking of helping yourself to health, Dr. Ken has a fabulous facility down in Mount Dora, Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic where he practices cardiovascular medicine. I've been seeing him every year. It isn't just cardiovascular stuff. It's your whole body. It's a full body approach. He'll examine you if you have questions that have developed from not having good communication with the doctor you have. Maybe you don't even have a doctor, which is kind of silly. You should have an annual checkup. So, under the circumstances, there are lots of reasons to see Ken. If you would like his number, I'd be happy to pass it along to you. Free of charge. 352-735-1400. That's the number for Ken's office, Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Help yourself. So we were talking about the Framingham Heart Study. We often sort of lean to your specialty, cardiology, in our discussions here, as they affect so much of us, type 2 diabetes discussion today. And we were just talking, going back to last week, about how in the podcast there's a focus on Viagra and whether or not it'll affect your sight if you take too much of it. So here comes we focus on erectile dysfunction. Viagra supposedly deals with that. So does Cialis, Levitra. But there are other natural ways of dealing with it as well. How much of it is in your head? If there's anybody doing a study, I'm wondering how much of erectile dysfunction is in your head. But this study takes a different approach, Ken, right?
Well, just to talk about the first question, definitely erectile dysfunction has a psychological component. Mm-hmm. And you have to eliminate that as a possible cause. I mean, performance anxiety definitely is an issue in any relationship. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the many possible reasons for erectile dysfunction. It has a number of known, so that's the mental causes, and it has a number of known physical causes, including hormonal deficiencies and nerve and artery damage. So, and men who struggle in the bedroom, they may now be able to also blame their genes. This is out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Very interesting. For the first time, a confirmed genetic link to erectile dysfunction has been discovered. A stretch of DNA, Doug, has been pinpointed where variations made it more difficult for men to perform as expected. The finger of suspicion points to a gene called SIM1, which could be a target for new impotence treatments in the future. So that's also exciting. So there's a lot of different reasons why you can get erectile dysfunction. There's a lot of treatments. It's a complicated area. And as we pointed out, there are mental issues that can cause it and multiple physical issues. And now we learn that there's also genetic issues that can cause it.
So I wonder if you turn that around the other way. Can there be, if you come from a family where the genetics are positive, is that going to, if you are I don't want to say amorous. What's the best if you're
affectionate?
Well, no, I'll say that if you perform well and continually, how's that?
Yes.
You think that's genetic?
Well, I think that is both genetic and lifestyle. And it seems like the lifestyle that keeps your heart healthy also tends to keep the erectile dysfunction away.
Right.
If you have good genes. So yeah. Eating a heart-healthy diet, exercising, and blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and blood sugar under control, that's going to keep you functioning for a long extra while.
And I think now there are products on the market that are homeopathic that may be just as good as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. Do you think that's the case? A lot of times people don't want to take those drugs, but they, for whatever the reason, think they need something. So they rely on some of the things that are supposedly non-prescriptive.
You know, is it a placebo? This is where you were talking about, the mental aspect.
Yeah, right. It is. I think it is, frankly. Not necessarily speaking from experience.
My name's not on it.
Yeah, right. All right. Next up is a study on irritable bowel syndrome. You know, we talk a lot about the products. I have a current advertiser called Life Change Tea that cleanses your system. But I noticed there's been a lot of stuff in the regular press as well as medical press about all the people who have irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. 16 million Americans have it, and most of them, it comes comfortably or uncomfortably with diarrhea as well. What is this? This is common with these people. What causes it? And how do you, I really do think this Life Change Tea does affect it. It cleans you out and sort of calms everything down. Is it more common with women than men, Ken?
Maybe a little more. It's kind of a grab bag of gastrointestinal disorders. They cause abdominal pain, bloating, mucus in the stools, irregular bowel habits, alternating diarrhea and constipation. And often, you know, you're going and looking for physical causes, and it's hard to find something. And, you know, this is a grab bag of when we really can't pinpoint something specific.
Is it age specific? Are people of certain ages more likely to get it than not?
It can affect at any point. You know, some people think there's emotional factors play a role, some dietary factors. Some foods can precipitate it, too much alcohol. It's a complex area, and there does, in my experience, there's usually some emotional, either man or woman, there's usually some emotional aspect involved. And whether that's...
How so? What are you talking about?
There's usually some emotional issues. And what's hard to often tease out is what's the chicken and what's the egg.
Mm-hmm. So,
but dietary and emotional factors definitely can play a role in an irritable bowel syndrome.
It does. Okay. All right. So there's a word to the wise, and there's a new. I'm going through now. You do your studies. I do my studies. I have things that I come across every week that I'm really eager to ask you about to get clarification on. Diagnostic area of breast cancer. Isn't October Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Can I just talk a few more bit about the causes of irritable bowel?
Yeah, go back.
You know, we talked about emotional issues, we talked about diet, but stress is definitely an issue, and there are genetic factors why one person gets this and one doesn't. There are hormonal issues, and there's also some people, there's this whole interesting area where people respond unusually to infections, you know, the whole biome of the gut, understanding this. There may be something different about the muscles in the bowel that help to push the food forward. That's a very interesting area here. And because this is not all psychological, there really are anatomical issues here. And then the way the central nervous system, the brain, and the digestive system interact, there may be issues there. This is a very complex group of issues, and I think we're only beginning to understand this.
I think you're right about that. All right, just a moment on the new diagnostic tools available for breast cancer. I mentioned that this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There are a lot of things that happen. It's too bad they just save them all for October, because you'd like to think this information would be available all year round. There are a number of places offering free cancer screening health education programs for women this month. But it comes to our attention, and one of the reasons I bring it up is because more and more men are getting breast cancer. And I find that... maybe that's the result of the obesity problem, right?
Exactly.
How much of breast cancer, whether it be men or women, is a result of what we eat?
It's obesity, and if you include alcohol as a food, alcohol is a big factor in breast cancer.
It is, yeah. All right, word to the wise. In a moment, I want to ask Ken to compare and contrast a couple of things that... We'll do comparison and contract. Maybe we should make that a regular part of our get-together. 44 past the hour. Are you tossing and churning more than you ever have before? Are you having a hard time getting enough rest every night? Counting sheep getting a bit old for you, is it? Well, if you've been there, I've been there. We've all known somebody who's been there. Are you using MyPillows? That usually is the explanation for not getting a good night's rest. You don't have MyPillows on your bed. MyPillow. Those sleepless nights will be long gone. They are with me, and I'd like to pass this along to you so they could be long gone for you as well. Wake up feeling more refreshed. Ditch those lumpy, bumpy, old, smelly, infected pillows. You ever realize what the mites are that are crawling around those pillows you can't wash and keep clean? Ugh. So get something that's much better. You can wash and you can dry the MyPillows. Washable, dryable cotton, made in the USA. MyPillows, unlike anything else on the market. And here's one way that you can distinguish them. 10-year warranty on the product, 60-day money-back guarantee. You use it for a couple of months, you still have a sore neck, send it back, get your money back. That's it. Bottom line, MyPillow, the best in America for any number of reasons. Order MyPillow, one of them, any MyPillow. Get the second one free. No make a difference which one you get. You can get a pillow for your dog. Get two MyPillows for the price of one using the discount code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save 50% on any and all pillows at MyPillow.com.
Suicide is a national public health issue that affects all Americans, but it is preventable. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is working to improve the health and well-being of our nation's veterans with their Be There campaign. The initiative expands on the reach of mental health services and suicide prevention resources and connects at-risk veterans with care and support. Dr. Keita Franklin, Executive Director of Suicide Prevention for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
We can all help someone who may be at risk through simple actions that can make a big difference. The health and well-being of our nation's veterans is VA's highest priority because even one veteran suicide is too many. Both within our own system and through community partnerships, VA is working to reduce suicide risk among all veterans, whether they are enrolled in VA healthcare or not. Our Be There campaign lets people know that suicide prevention starts with just one simple act of support.
For more information, go to BeThereForVeterans.com. That's BeThereForVeterans.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with a comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Good day, health. Doug Steffen here with something you may not have known. How many of you are divorced? And for those of you who are divorced, are you healthy? You feel better because you got divorced, or do you feel worse? There's a study which situationally takes a look at divorce and the toll on your health. And what you may be surprised, the bitterness, the broken hearts, the trauma, the split, especially if it's the first time you were married and divorced, leaves a long-lasting mental and physical impact on you that getting married again doesn't repair. Because research suggests that there's really only one time in your life that you're really going to love someone. And if that person goes away for whatever the reason, or it's the relationship is lost, it is really damaging to your mental health and your physical health. A study at the University of Chicago looking into these things. Actually, this was done in part at Johns Hopkins, finding that divorced or widowed people have 20% more chronic health conditions, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, than people who are even remarried. First-timers, I'm saying. 23% of the first-timers who don't either get back again. I mean, I'm like that. I was married once and never been married again. Had a couple of wonderful relationships, and they're gonzo. So what toll does it take on me? What toll is it taking on you? I would say I'm speaking to the majority of the audience right now who've been in and out of relationships. It's sort of one of the things that people don't realize or maybe don't think about or don't want to think about it because religion gets in the way of this, is that it's difficult to find monogamy. If you find that special person with whom you want to be and not with anybody else, man, guide that, guard it, do what you can, and stick with them if you want to live a long and happy and healthy life. All right, so Ken, there is a concern that CVS buying Aetna, the health insurance company, is going to be a problem. But apparently the Justice Department has approved with some conditions the merger of CVS, the drug chain, and Aetna, the insurance company. What do you see as a healthcare provider coming out of this? Good, bad, what does it mean in the marketplace?
Well, I just hope we have more and more choices. I think that competition is so good and helpful. It makes us all work harder, better, more efficiently. It helps the consumer get lower prices. And, you know, I'm not an expert enough to know whether this is going to impact in a good or bad way the competition, but I just hope that this was looked at and will encourage efficiency and not discourage competition.
When you prescribe medicines, do you ever follow up on where your clients, your patients go to get them filled?
Well,
CVS down there.
We have all the choices, but my experience is that, you know, the patients don't ask me where I should go. They all go where they want to go, and we ask them where should we send the prescription in.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Usually you have on file.
And a lot of it has to do with their insurance, and they've shopped around, and the insurers have a relationship with a particular pharmacy, and that's what happens.
So that's what's going to happen big time with CVS and Aetna. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the hour, the portion of the program where we get into the head of one of our doctors, in this case, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, with us today. The focus is on his studying the various journals of medicine every week to bring us up to date on things that will impact you or things that are good to know. And the first one, I guess we've got a couple here, Ken, that are related to brain health or lack thereof. A PET scan and the connection to fibromyalgia and what's going on in your brain. First, would you please explain what the difference is between a PET scan and a CAT scan or other sorts of scans like the one in your office that big Philips machine gives us? What's the kind of a scan is that? Is that an MRI?
Well, there's different ways to image the body, and all of this is very advanced imaging techniques. Mm-hmm. And there's three advanced techniques, PET scanning, MRI, and CT scanning. And they all use a little bit of a different method to image the body. The PET scan looks at metabolism of the cells. The CT and the MR look at the actual anatomy. But the news this week is about fibromyalgia. And if anybody ever doubted that this existed, don't doubt any longer. This comes out of Brain Behavior and Immunity this week, that fibromyalgia causes pain throughout the body. We know that. The condition also causes sleep problems, fatigue, and difficulty with thinking and memory. It affects about 4 million Americans, and the exact cause is unknown. In fact, the diagnosis is made when all other possible diagnoses have been eliminated and all the diagnostic tests are normal. And that's why some people even have doubted that this existed. But the medical breakthrough this week is that people with fibromyalgia have widespread inflammation in their brains. So no longer will anyone doubt whether fibromyalgia actually exists, Doug. The new research used an advanced imaging test called positron emission tomography, or PET.
So fibromyalgia has been thought of as it's like carpal tunnel syndrome in a sense.
No, it's been this grab bag of diagnosis for people who have these diffuse joint muscle weakness, pain syndromes, and you just do extensive diagnostic testing and everything comes back normal. And many have been given the diagnosis fibromyalgia, and there's been really a skepticism even among physicians whether this actually exists. And many people who have it go along with this stigma that they really don't have anything, they're just malingerers. But it's wrong. This is the first time in medical history that some objective finding has been described in patients who have fibromyalgia. So patients with fibromyalgia, I know you're not happy that you have anything, but there's a little bit of sweet rejoice now that you don't have to go around trying to convince people you actually have a problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, as long as we're into the brain, another study here with a different area of the brain or brain activity in focus, Ken.
Out of neurology this week, having a type of irregular heartbeat known as atrial fibrillation may raise an individual's risk of developing dementia, but treating atrial fibrillation with blood thinners seems to reduce that risk.
Atrial fibrillation is, you describe it as a pack of worms or like a...
The top of the heart beating like a bag of worms.
Uh-huh. And it's very common. My father had it when he was 50. And I think, although you've never found it in me, I think every once in a while I've thought that I have a little irregularity. And I take a couple of magnesium pills and gonzo. What does magnesium do that helps atrial fibrillation? It's the electric current, right?
It stabilizes the electrical activity.
Yeah, right. So two things for you to be aware of, thanks to Dr. Ken. Here's something else to be aware of. A focus on what you're putting into your body in the form of fruits and vegetables. Ken says, your mother says, everybody says, eat your fruits and vegetables, and you're going to have 5 of this and 10 of that, but nobody gets those. Texas Superfoods, along now, creating a blend of the best organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. That's what you want. You want organic. Regular fruits and vegetables have sprays all over them. You don't want to eat that. Texas Superfood has 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every capsule, every spoonful of their powder. Texas Superfood, free of herbicides, pesticides, all kinds of bad stuff. The fellow who invented Texas Superfood 20 years ago had one goal in mind. He helped people who have busy lives get all the nutrition they need. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and look around and see what they have. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Not bad to put those in your body every day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. See their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.